When children grow up in poverty with no access to a decent education, it's all too likely they'll remain poor throughout their lives. Somos Ohana Nicaragua is a group of people on Maui who know all too well how poverty robs children of a future. They focus their efforts on building schools in one of the poorest parts of South America, northwestern Nicaragua. Charlotte Flavin is the executive director of Somos Ohana Nicaragua, and she's on the line with us now. Good morning, Charlotte.
Good morning. How are you?
All right. Thanks for talking with us. How long has this effort been underway?
For 17 years.
How did it get started?
Well, we started as a response. My husband and I, Daniel Flavin, and I had the opportunity to help when Hurricane Mitch that happened in 1998, mm-hmm. and there was recovery efforts continuing through 1999. So we went in 1999 to help with the recovery efforts in that area of Nicaragua. We had planned only to go for a month, which is our vacation time. And but then when we left, when we were leaving, the people said, "Oh, we have this need and that need," and they started enumerating a whole lot of stuff. So we've been going back ever since.
What were the primary, when they first told you what their needs were, what were the primary needs that you heard about?
The primary need was in both in health, especially services for children with special needs, mm-hmm. and also for education. Children were not going to school for a bunch of reasons, and some of the schools were falling apart from they had been constructed a long time ago. There was a big effort at that time of the European Union to help build schools, and they did in areas that didn't have some schools, but there were still, those were the grade schools mostly.
Yeah.
So anyway, the education and health were two areas that were very noticeable.
What was it about the economy in this area of Nicaragua that made it so poor? Was it just poor land for agriculture, lack of infrastructure? What's the problem there?
Well, right after the hurricane just removed a whole lot of topsoil. Uh-huh. For one thing, people who had houses, who had farms, lost most of the area. So it took actually until about now to recover. The only other problem is that now, at that time, they had too much rain. Mm-hmm. And there was a year shortly after that there was too little rain. These farmers depend on the rain.
Sure.
They know that they can have a crop. For historically, they could have a crop. The rains would come in May, and they would have a crop by July, August. That was what they call the primera, the first crop. The second crop would be from August to November.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when the whole and that continued, that system continued fairly well until recently. Anyway, so these and now the last 3 years has been drought. So that's affecting this area again. However, I think the biggest thing is you have to realize that historically, a lot of the land that we're working in belonged to big haciendas,
mm-hmm.
owners that had a lot of property, and everybody worked for them,
mm-hmm.
at very poor wages, and schools were not, there was no, about 15% of the population was literate, and
so,
very literate. And then the rest of the people may have had some basic, very, very, very basic education, like learning how to sign your name,
mm-hmm.
Or even that. There was not any attention that this was the time of Somoza,
yeah.
you know, up until 79, when the revolution happened. And then there was a big thrust. But money-wise, that wasn't, the country didn't have that much money,
mm-hmm.
to put into a lot of things, and they had. So between 80 and 90, there was a big thrust for education, especially grade school, their hope was to get all their population to be literate, at least to the fourth grade level. That was their goal.
And, of course, prior to then, Somoza had little interest in educating the peasantry because he was very much a handmaiden of the large landowners, right?
Yes.
So that's at least an encouraging change. And is there a mindset now in the country that education is kind of the way out of this kind of rural poverty?
Right. And also, not that the people would like to stay on their areas, their rural farms, but they also want contact and a better way of life too.
Sure.
You know, they want to be part of the system of having a voice in their lives, in their government, so, and taking care of the needs of the general population, which is greater, you know, in healthcare also. You know, in the days before the revolution, if you were lucky enough to have somebody who was generous as your patron, they called them the patron, the owner of the hacienda. Then, if your baby got sick, he would send his doctor, or you would go to his doctor to take care of the baby.
Of course, that's very much an autocratic plantation economy, isn't it?
Right.
Charlotte, I'm afraid we have to go, but I wish you continued luck in your efforts, Jeff. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Okay, thank you. I hope people can come to Cafe Mambo to help us.
We'll see if we can send them your way. Charlotte Flavin is the executive director of Somos Ohana Nicaragua, which is holding a gathering Thursday, September 8th at Cafe Mambo in Paia from 3 o'clock to 9 p.m. Their organization is a nonprofit that is building the third wing of its newest secondary school in rural northwestern Nicaragua. You can learn more about it on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.